Welcome to episode 1841 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a little more peace, energy, and clarity as you get ready to meditate. You may be going about your day simply planning on doing the meditation technique as maybe you stand in line at the grocery store or sit in traffic or commute back and forth to work or before a difficult conversation with someone. It's all good. Honor where you are on your meditation journey. It can take a little while to get used to sitting in stillness. In fact, it can take a while to even feel what stillness feels like within your body as you meditate. Because when you are overwhelmed and busy and distracted for most of your life, you can lose that feeling of inner peace and stillness. You can recapture it though, and you are doing the right thing for yourself as you get ready to do today's meditation technique. The meditation technique for today is customized to go right along with our theme this week. We explore a different theme each week here on the podcast, and you explore that theme in many different ways using a different meditation technique that you discover in each episode. There's not just one way to calm your mind and body. There are many ways, and I like for you to have as many options as possible. It's also very beneficial to layer the different techniques together. All the techniques I share with you for this week are customized especially to manage anxiety. That is our theme for this week. In fact, you are discovering how to manage social anxiety. Social anxiety is the most common form of anxiety. And in yesterday's episode, you discovered that social anxiety doesn't necessarily mean being afraid to stand up and speak in front of an audience or having some anxiety as you connect with others in relationships. Social anxiety can also be experienced when you are performing at your best, when you are communicating with others exceptionally well, or when you are in any social situation where you are excelling. Because social anxiety has to do with a fear of being judged by others, whether or not they are judging you for a poor performance or an excellent performance. Social anxiety is not wanting to draw any attention to yourself. You may have trouble accepting compliments. You may have trouble feeling good about yourself when you do well. So think about the kinds of situations that cause you social anxiety. Whether it's something you're afraid of because you know you're not so good at it, or that you are very good at something, yet you're still afraid of being judged by others. So think about that in your own life. I want to share with you as your meditation technique today, a technique called a chakra. Chakras are areas in your body where you harbor your emotions and your memories, your feelings. And most people consider that there are 7 chakras. Some people claim there are more or even fewer chakras than 7. 7 is the number of chakras most people agree there are located within you. Chakras are like a road map to your inner wisdom. And I'd like to introduce you to your first chakra for your meditation technique today. When you sit down to meditate, focus on feeling grounded. Your first chakra is all about those emotions and memories and experiences that help you feel connected to your deep inner wisdom, your values, what you stand for. And the first chakra is located at the base of your tailbone, which is often referred to as your coccyx. It has to do with your hips. When you're seated, you are grounding yourself with your hips, your legs, and your feet. When you're standing and walking, your legs and feet ground you to the earth. So feel grounded as you settle down to meditate today, and bring to mind those memories and experiences that helped you to feel confident about who you are and what you stand for. And the more you feel this sense of being rooted and grounded, the more you are able to feel confident about yourself. And when you're experiencing social anxiety, you could bring yourself back to your first chakra to feel connected to your true inner nature, regardless of what others may think of you or say about you. You have an essence that's untouchable. And when you think about the people who helped you cultivate your sense of connection, many of those people may not even be living now. Think of ancestors. Those roots extend deep into the ground, anchoring you. You'll always be a part of your roots. So connect with your true inner nature and visualize yourself in a situation that causes you anxiety. And then visualize yourself connecting, feeling grounded and rooted, anchored firmly in who you are. You can find the full half-hour guided meditations, as well as a journal and a slowdown guide customized for each series we explore here on the podcast. You can find this at the Sip and Om meditation app. That's where you can try for 2 weeks free access to the full app of over 1,800 guided meditations. So settle yourself down, ground yourself. The color of your first chakra is red. You could visualize yourself anchored in the color red. The element is earth. Visualize yourself extending as a tree with roots deep into the ground. You are so worth slowing down for.